presentation.
What is up? What is up? What is up? Everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Kingdom Boss Wednesday. You all. Y'all, I got a family member up in the cell with me tonight. Like, this one right here, the minute I met her, I think I did one show with her on We'll Talk Monday. And after that, I called her after the show and told her, you got an adopted son now. So this has became my other mama. And I'm talking about Dr. Rashida Jackson. Let me read a little bit of her resume, y'all. Because when I tell y'all, this woman is the epitome of a kingdom boss. She is the epitome of a kingdom boss. Like, look up kingdom and boss in the dictionary. She's right there. So let me read y'all this definition. Dr. Rashida Jackson, the reigning Miss Woman Entrepreneur International, has a 25-year corporate background, where her most recent position was the VP of operations for a multi-million dollar brand that catapulted her into small ratio of African-American female executives. She is renowned by the RAC as Businesswoman of the Year twice. Not once, but twice, y'all. She is passionate about counseling people through life and business. She has been called a midlife of many. So you all, I want y'all to put y'all's blessed hands together, because she has a busy night tonight. But when I hit up my mama and asked her, would she come on this show? She's like, I got you, son. So I want y'all to put y'all's blessed hands together for Dr. Rashida Jackson. After this interlude plays, the next place you will see is that of my internet mama. And y'all better behave yourself tonight. Y'all ain't getting me in trouble by her. Let's go. What is up, mama? How are you doing?
What's going on? What's going on? I become a regular on the James Glover Network, James Glover Studios.
Yes, you have. I mean, who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? You've been on Real Talk Monday.
I've been on here.
You've been on Black Saved Entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And now you're on Kingdom Boss Wednesday. The only show you ain't been on yet is you ain't been on Breaking Up with Toxicity yet, which we're going to get you on there soon. We'll get you on
Breaking
there
Up
soon.
With Toxicity. Don't you have to be toxic to break up with toxicity?
You have to deal with toxic situations.
All the time. Every single day.
Yep. So we're going to get you on there too. We're going to talk. All right. So we're going to start it. Are. Let them know who you are. Go on ahead.
Okay, well, y'all, anybody that knows me knows that I don't like to toot my own horn, but I'm Dr. Rashida Jackson. I am a serial entrepreneur, the reigning Miss Woman Entrepreneur International. And with all that, guys, I'm a mother, grandmother, sister, auntie, friend. I just love to educate. And so I spend a lot of time educating my clients, educating on these social media streets, because I would teach people something they didn't know for free any day. And that is really who I am.
Y'all, she is very humble with it too, but y'all, she is the GOAT. She literally is the GOAT. Like, when I first met her, I knew, I'm like, yep, we're about to be connected for a long time.
Yeah, we're not going nowhere. We locked in.
For life.
That's it.
So, okay, let's start it off with a little bit of a game. You ready?
Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm ready.
I'm gonna go easy on you tonight. I ain't gonna ask you that hard question.
Oh, okay.
You give a limited belief. She gives the okay. So here it goes. Mindset
Mindset
moment.
moment. Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna give you an example of one, and then you gotta give me how you change that mindset.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm not ready yet.
You're not ready. Oh, that's the thing. I'm not ready yet. Okay. I'm not ready yet. There will never be a perfect time. The time that you have right now is not promised to you. Tomorrow may never come. So the perfect time to do anything is right now. You may never have everything that you think you need, but God will equip you. There's a thing that my aunt used to tell me. She used to say that anytime that you're going to do something, you have to first take the first step, and then God will send your help. So you not being ready, that's because you're not ready, but the world is probably ready to hear your voice, to see your product, to share you with the world. So when will you be ready?
I like that. I like that. I like that. I don't have enough money to start.
Again, you don't have enough money to start. The money, where, what are we going to begin with? Again, let's go. Famous movie line. If you build it, they will come. You don't need resources to start. You just need to start. Every business has started with an idea. It has started with a conversation. It has started with instruction. And the funding and the money that you need to live out your dream and to build your dream bigger is what we call scaling. But somewhere you have to start.
I love that. I love that. I love that. And basically what you're saying is start, even if you ain't got the money, start it.
Start. People don't have, I mean, money should not, money is a limiting belief because there's an unlimited amount of money in the world. There is no cap on the amount of money that is in the world. And I find it interesting that that's on your list of limiting beliefs because a lot of times that's what stops people from actually pursuing their dreams. Many times when we start, we don't even know how to start or what we're going to start. But I'm reminded of a time where Moses was unsure of what he was going to do. When he was standing, he was standing at the precipice of a decision, right? And God simply said to him, the Bible says he had the Red Sea in front of him and Pharaoh on his back. And God said to him, use what's in your hands. So many times I encourage my clients to look at their hands and tell me what it is that they have at their hands. Many times our hands hold resources that we haven't even tapped into. I can remember a time where I needed to raise funds, make money to for another thing that I was doing or something. And I literally said, I love to bake. Why don't I sell cookies? Or why don't I bake cakes? Or why don't I do something that is going to help me to make provision to get to the next level? And a lot of times that is a limiting belief. There is no cap on the amount of money that's out here. There's no it's there's it's an unlimited resource.
All right. I like that. So last one I'm gonna ask you, and this one's gonna get you. I'm scared to fail.
Failing is a part of success. You have to be willing to fail in order to succeed. There is no guarantee that you will fail, and there's no guarantee that you will succeed. But if you don't start and launch out in the deep, you will never know the answer to either one. It is so important to understand, and I gotta go scripture because I'm up here with the preacher, right? I gotta give it to you this way. If you abide in Christ and he abide in you, there's no failure in him. So I have to ask you, if you are afraid to fail, where do you live? Where do you abide? What does your mind say about who you are? What is your atmosphere, your audience, or those that surround you? What are they saying that causes you to limit yourself and think that you cannot succeed? sometimes we have to, and I'll say all the time, we have to also look at failures as successes. Many times when we go through a failure or an experience, if we flip it and understand it is actually a lesson or a training for the next level that we're going to, we will not assume that failing is something that's negative.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. That's good. My God, that's good. Y'all see why she's a regular on this show. Y'all see why she's a regular on this network, right?
Y'all see he be trying to stump me, right? He got me with them first two.
But that last one, she was ready. She like, oh, let's go. All right. You know, I got to be a little petty.
Let's go petty.
All right. Mississippi Mass Choir.
Oh, here you go.
Or Chicago Mass Choir.
Mississippi, I'm from the South. Mississippi, okay. I'm from the South. I remember the lead, one of the lead singers was this little old Black lady, and she just died recently.
Yes, gray hair. I actually met her.
Singing beautifully. Now, listen, I'm from the South. Chicago did that thing too, but I'm just a good old Southern girl.
Yes, I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm with it. All right, let's get into these questions now. Right, now that I done went a little petty on you, because you know it wouldn't be your son if I didn't
play
games
with me. I understand.
You like, you always test my gangsters just a little bit.
You're testing my gangster.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I'm your son. I'm supposed to do that. All right. So what was the moment or experience that pushed you into entrepreneurship and tax credit counseling?
The moment was at the culmination of a six-week Bible study that I interned, just taught recently after 20 years of not teaching it at all. And it was called Your Finances and the Bible. And I had at that time, I was co-pastoring, and we had a majority young people under the age of 30 years old in our ministry at that time. And I felt compelled to teach them what the Bible says about their money, not just to encourage them in the way of giving and receiving from God in a perpetual way, but more so digging deep into the scripture and how it applies to the systems that we are a part of today. And at the end of that, a light bulb came on. I realized that there was a gap in the understanding and the services that were being provided to my specific congregation of young people at that time. They were paying some of the big box companies, because I'm not going to call their name. They were paying some of the big box companies a large sum of money to complete tax returns. And I'm like, why? You don't own anything. They didn't have no children. They weren't married. So they were walking away, leaving their money on the table because they didn't have an understanding of the system and how it works. And so that's really what prompted me 17 years ago to launch out into financial services. And I've been doing that ever since with the mindset of educating.
I like that. I like that. I love that. And if you wouldn't have jumped out into that, I would have never met you. So I appreciate your yes to God for being obedient.
Thank you. I have found my space, and it is in the marketplace, and I love it.
Exactly. So what moment, so how did your faith shape your journey into helping businesses find funding the right way? How did your faith shift that?
So again, it goes back into understanding that there's an unlimited amount of money, not just speaking faith, but learning how to put faith in action. Because a lot of times we tell people, pray and believe God, trust God. And then I feel like people are looking for God to drop what they need to run their business out of the sky, and not remembering that there are systems in this world that are set up that we have to have information to help us to tap into so that we can get what we need. And so me having a clear understanding of what God was saying about our methods and about the things that we need to do as believers to align ourselves with his word, because the Bible is just a clear instruction. It's actually a financial blueprint if we use it with clarity and understanding. And so having faith and knowing that God is the ultimate supplier, he supplies all of our needs, right? According to his riches by Christ Jesus. We abide in Christ Jesus, who gives us the information, the knowledge, and the access that we need. And then we are here in the earth, taking part in earth systems that allow us to pull from the wealth that has been prepared for us. So a lot of times we get it mixed up and confused. It's not the devil's money, it's our money. It's not the devil's money, it's our money. It belongs to the believer. Because there's no system that man came up with it on his own. Every single system that we operate in this country was set up by scripture. And because of that, I understand clearly that we have a right to it. Now we have to comply with the systems that are set up in order to obtain it. But that's where our information comes in, and the removing of fear, understanding that we have access to what belongs to us. There's so many keys to unlocking that access. One of my brothers does it so excellently, and that's not my area, not what I do, but I do want people to understand that although the system is set up, it was manipulated to put us in a place of debt and in bondage. God gave the system, but it was manipulated. It was never meant for us to be in debt, right? And that type of bondage that we experience when we go out and we have to get credit and things like that. So understanding that through faith, we have the right. We are kingdom citizens. We have the right. The money belongs to us. We just have to have an understanding of how to go and get it.
So in other words, what you're saying is we need to be like, it's our money and we want it now.
It's our money and we want it now. Right. But we got to align ourselves, you know, and a lot of times fear keeps us in a place of ignorance, where we don't have knowledge of what do we need to do? What do I need you to do to align yourself so that you can obtain what belongs to you? You know, it's more than, at this point, it's more than just a message. Now we got to put things on paperwork, and we got to, you know, fill out applications, and we got to make declarations, and we got to show receipts and do all of these things. But if we think about it and we stand on faith, it was the words that were spoke that put things in motion. The things that went in motion were for us. They were for us. And so we have a right to it.
I like that. I love that. I love the way you just broke that down so eloquently. I love it. I love it. I love it. So we're going to go to this next question. So the next one that I got for you today is, the next question is, what made you enter into the pageant where you ended up winning?
The pageant. Okay, so I know that pageant throws a lot of people off. Like, what in the world? Okay, so what happened is... What had happened was, I have a very good friend. She's amazing. She's beautiful. She's a pageant queen. And last year, 2024, she said to me, I think this would be a good pageant for you. You're an entrepreneur. You're an inspiring woman. You love women. You got a message for the world. I think this would be good for you. And when she said that to me in 2024, the pageant was only 6 weeks out. It was like 6 weeks from that pageant. The nationals for that pageant commencing, but I still had time to enter. I entered that pageant in 2024 and I was the last one to enter, the last one. And in 2024, I felt like that was my training ground. I didn't win in 2024. I went through the experience. I had a clear understanding of what I would need to do to come around in 2025. And so I wasn't discouraged. So we talked about failure a few minutes ago. I didn't count it as a failure. I looked at it and said, okay, now I've got the experience under my belt. And so I had the adrenaline rush and it was like, okay, I can do this. And that's how it came about. It came from my great, great, great friend, First Lady, Delpha Samuels, Prophetess Delpha Samuels, right here in Fort Lauderdale in Miramar. She's an amazing, amazing person. If you're looking for a pageant coach anywhere in this country, she is your girl. And not only did she suggest it to me, but she coached me through it 2 years in a row. And we came home with the crown in 2025.
Of course you did. Because, I mean, who else was going to come home with it?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, come on. Like, that first year, they caught you off guard. But that second year, you came for blood.
That's like, it. I mean, and that's how you have to attack everything. You know, when we talked about it a few minutes ago, when you were talking about mindset shift and failure, I keep going back to that. Guys, there's so many things that you will maybe not succeed at the first time. You got to try it again. How did we get all of the amazing products that we touch, the things that we use every day? They did not come by just one time. They went in and they made it and it worked. Everything comes with, you know, everything gets to the point of marketability when it is proven. And in order for it to be proven, it's got to be tested. In order for it to be tested, it's got to be tried. And that's the same thing that we have to look at in this business world and in life. We have to be proven.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I like that. I like that. So, all right, we're going to play one more game because I do know you got a busy schedule.
I do.
So, we're going to get you back over here. We got to get you back. Absolutely. But we're going to play a game called Is That Faith or Is That Rap Lyric? Faith or Lyric?
Faith or lyric. Is it faith or is it a rap lyric? Oh, Lord.
All right. All right. All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
The first one. The first one I got for you is Hustle by Any Means.
That's a rap lyric.
All right. The next one. The next one I got for you is praying consistently.
Man ought to always pray. Pray without ceasing. That is faith.
All right. I'm going to make it a little harder on you. Uh-oh. All right, here we go. I know something you don't know, and I got something to tell you. You won't believe how many people swayed out of the flow. Folks said that I was a failure.
Yeah, that's a rap lyric. next time I come on here, I'm going to bring you some. I'm going to bring you some.
You're like, oh, that was too easy.
That's it. I mean, we know it. Yeah, I tell people all the time I'm on a world tour with a mic in my hand, and they like, what? Yeah, I'm on a world tour with a mic in my hand. And it's just good. Fun loving, faith and fun. Yeah,
exactly. That's it. And that's why we clicked as well as we did. Like from the meet and greet that we did, from that meet and greet, we automatically.
Yeah, because I wasn't even supposed to be interviewed by you. You were supposed to let somebody else interview me and you were like,
Exactly.
I'm snitching live and in color.
And is. Like you was literally supposed to be on Real Talk Monday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's coming on Real Talk Monday, but my co-host don't come until October, the end of October. I'm about to put her in rotation, but for the end of October. I'm getting her all to myself.
Y'all see, that's what happens when you're the boss. When you're the boss, you can make your own decisions.
Exactly.
You do whatever you want to do, and everybody else got to follow suit. So I am appreciative of that. Thank you so much for calling on me all the time. And yeah. I love it. I love it. We're having fun, and we're showing faith and doing business the kingdom way.
Exactly. Because I will tell y'all, she wasn't supposed to be on here tonight. Somebody has scheduled. I looked through my email to try to find that email so that I could find that photo to make a flyer. There's no email. So they hadn't sent a photo, bio, and when I try to email them, I can't email them. I'm okay, so y'all really don't want to be on the show. Next, I'm not about to say somebody down when my description clearly says send a photo and a bio.
Well,
you didn't follow none of that.
Yeah, it's important to be able to follow instructions. And that's a good business lesson to all of you that are listening tonight. We do not have to beg for business. There are plenty of clients that hear your voice, that speak your language, that are drawn to you. Go with them and stay with God.
Exactly.
There's no need to chase people down, to beg them to be a part of anything that you're doing, because God has ordained. If he gave it to you, he's already set up the clients that are there for you. So just be patient with yourselves and keep making Kingdom Boss moves.
Exactly. Because it's like, I messaged her on Monday night and I'm like, hey, it might've been Sunday night. It was Sunday or Monday. I messaged her and I'm like, so I need a favor from you. And she's like, what you need? I'm like, I need you on my show on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. This woman has another show that she's about to do. She tells me, how long is the show? Because I do have another Zoom. I got to be on at 30 minutes. I'm like, we can make it a 30-minute show. I will work around you. And she's like, bet. Make it a 30-minute show and you got me.
That's it. That's it. But that's how we collaborate as kingdom builders, and we work together. We show up for each other, and I wouldn't have been any other place. You mess me up now, y'all. Listen.
I forget she is Eastern Standard Time, and I am Central.
Kiana going to hurt him because she had to get my
tell Kiana, I'm sorry.
She had to get my calendar worked out today.
Tell her I'm sorry.
She had to get my calendar worked out today because, listen, that Central Eastern Standard Time thing really had my calendar all out of wax, messed up. But I'm here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to do some other things.
For sure. I'm going to send you the link.
In James Glover Studios.
I'm gonna send you the link, and you definitely booking again. And we're gonna get you on King. We're gonna get you on Bucket Up of Toxicity on a Friday night. We gotta get you on there too.
Okay. Well, if we gotta
work on that, we're gonna work on that. I'll talk to my co-host and we'll work on that. But so right now, because I do know you are a busy woman and you got somewhere else that you gotta jump off to, I'm gonna let you do something right now called Kingdom Boss moment, where you leave them with a little bit of words of wisdom. And then after that, I want you to tell them where they can find you at. And then we're going to leave out. And you all definitely stay tuned because she's coming back. I promise y'all.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave all of you entrepreneurs and aspire entrepreneurs, pastors, teachers, ministers, visionaries, and leaders with this. There is nothing, nothing too hard for God. And I know that we use that and we say it so loosely, but it doesn't matter what's happening in your business, in your ministry, wherever you are, whatever you're going through or you're dealing with right now, there is nothing that's too hard for God. Now, here is the recipe. Here's how you get it all together. All of it's working out for your good, but you need clear instructions. So give it over to him. Pray. Be quiet, listen, hear, meditate, take instructions, and take action. There's so many things that we can do, so many things you'll be coached and encouraged to do, but the number one thing that you can do is take action. When we use the scripture, we lean on it heavily, and we say faith without works is dead. So what I want to encourage each and every one of you to do tonight is to do the work. If you don't have clarity with what it is that you're working on, there is help for you. Make sure that you reach out and you get help, because your vision was not by accident. The things that you have desired to do was not by accident. The things that are in your hands were not by accident. You just need a clear direction on how to see it, how to envision it, and how to take action to make it manifest the way that it was God ordained for it to manifest in your life. I'm Dr. Rashida Jackson. You can catch me right here on Facebook, Rashida Jackson, on all other social media platforms at Dr. Rashida J. And you can follow my business, Be Free Tax. We give tips every single day, and we are in the business, in the world business of business consulting and tax strategy planning and preparation. So let us know if we can help you out. And I'll see y'all next time when I'm here with the Reverend James H. Glover III.
Amen, amen, amen. She will be back. And I actually just texted my co-host just a second ago to see if we could get on Friday. I'll talk to you after this
Friday.
I'm messing with you.
I can't do Friday. I'm about to be out on a plane.
I already know.
You know. All right,
we're going to talk. We'll talk. We'll get you
absolutely
on there.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again. I appreciate you. I love you and be encouraged. We will talk.
Yeah, for sure. Y'all, as I always say, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning sometimes we're looking at it as bad. God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. And I will see y'all on Friday night. Peace. Hello. We pray that you enjoyed this episode coming from James H. Glover Studios. And if you want to see more like it, follow us, like, and subscribe to all of our social media stations so that you can never miss another episode like this. See y'all soon.